Is he the one that broke your heart?
Yes, he's the one.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Crayons to Perfume. And I'm your host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and for the next hour, I'll be playing you some of the sweetest, toughest, warmest, and wildest women ever waxed. Welcome to Crayons to Perfume. I'm Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl. I'm here every Thursday with Girl Group Sounds on the Rock and Soul radio stream. The last couple of weeks, my show has featured a little bit more of the rock and roll side of girl groups. Today, I have a full-on soul show. I've been feeling the soul, and I wanted to celebrate the birthday of Estelle Bennett from the Sweet Inspiration. Her birthday is tomorrow, and I wanted to celebrate it by hearing a little bit of the Sweet Inspirations. We just heard E Ragazzo from their Italian-only release on Atlantic Records in 1969. That's I Could Leave You Alone, also a cut from their second album, and from the Sweet Inspirations' first album, Don't Fight It. The Sweet Inspirations began as a group of session musicians who formally grouped together in 1967 as the Sweet Inspirations, a girl group with a real gospel sound, which was why both Aretha Franklin and Elvis chose to use them as their backing groups. They signed to Atlantic in 1967, put out a handful of great records, a couple of great albums that I really enjoy. So happy birthday, Estelle Bennett. Now let's kick off Estelle's party by doing the duck.
Quack, quack, ooh!
If you're here to the newest trend, you must know the duck is in. Nothing quite like it, take it from me. Just watch a duck and you'll agree. It's the national breed. I say what I say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do the duck, the duck, the duck, the duck, the duck, the duck, the duck over here. Do the duck over there. Do the duck, the duck. I said it everywhere. Yeah, 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 yeah.
difficult this town. Your time will come someday. You're gonna fall a long, long way. So baby, don't look down. No, no, don't look down. What I told you, boy, the top's a mighty lonesome place. So baby, don't look down. You left a lot of broken hearts all around. You're gonna pay for all you've done, and it sure won't be much fun. So baby, don't look down. Don't look down. Baby, don't look down.
Stop getting a hold of myself.
Those were the fantastic, but very much overlooked, New York girl group trio The Glories and My Sweet Sweet Baby, and their release on Date Records in 1968. The Glories had quite a number of releases in the 2 years that they were together, although they just were never given that backing push that so many other labels who had girl groups were able to provide for the women on their roster that made them the big stars that I think the Glories should have become. Before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips and the Van McCoy penned Stop and Get a Hold of Myself, originally from 1965. We heard that from the Charlie Records release on an album called Teen Anguish. Irma Thomas and Billy Storm's Baby Don't Look Down from her album on Imperial Records, Take a Look. And before that, Tammy Lynn's third single, her first major release, I'm Gonna Run Away From You. It fits smack dab into the girl group vein and is a real stop along the way from Tammy Lynn's evolution from a teen singer to a funky soul siren. A 1962 B-side for San Diego's Bertha Tillman called Lovin' Time, an upbeat, soulful R&B tune. Tillman was taken to New York City to record a few sides for Brent Records, releasing a couple of singles and then returning back to San Diego when that didn't work out exactly as planned. She also had another single in 1963 on Jocko, before remaining the rest of her life in the San Diego area. And that set started with Los Angeles' Autographs' Doin' the Duck. They featured Harriet Hurst and Rhonda Holler, and that was originally released on Joker Records in 1965. If you can find a copy, if you can afford a copy, I played it from the Jerk Boom Bam compilation, Volume 3, which is a fantastic tribute to the ladies of rhythm and blues. I'm Glynis DJ, Girl Group Girl. You're listening to Crayons to Perfume, and now let's hear the song that is the title of our show for today, featuring the one and only Exciters.
Baby, shout, work it out till you get it.
Oh, no.
That set featured lots of classic Motown music. From 1966, The Supremes and My World is Empty Without You, and Keeping the Groove from 1967, Martha and the Vandellas from their album Riding High on Gordy Records, Show Me the Way. And then, not on Motown, but equally as powerful, from 1965, Aretha Franklin's Baby Sister and My Favorite Franklin, Carolyn Franklin and Boxer from her Baby Dynamite album. We also heard funky Chicago soul sister Pauline Shivers and her first single, Tough Stuff, from Olplex Records. That was released in 1969, and then from 1968, The Marvelettes with I'm Gonna Hold On As Long As I Can from their single, although it was also on their Sophisticated Soul album. I wanted to play quite a few Motown records today because I'm finding that some people are kind of sweeping some Motown artists under the rug, turning their back on the very talented and hardworking and accomplished women of Motown, each who have their own stories of struggle and triumph, and each who equally deserved to be remembered for their input in American music. We started that set with Soul Stirrer, some of the most powerful and Sakatumi vocals from the Exciters on Soul Motion from 1966. And since we're playing the classics, let's hear a little Dusty.
If you're gonna break my heart, go head on. Guess you think you're kinda smart, go head on.
Heard you got another girl
and you're having fun.
Got a head in the world,
she wants you to jump. Go head on,
go head on.
I said go head on,
go head on.
You never call me on the phone, maybe so.
Bye.
Mr. Policeman, I'm writing you a letter just to tell you how I feel. I come home from school each day.
I'm in love with you. but in my opinion, there's never been a dance like this.
Closing it out for today, that was the Lovettes and their only single, The Crush. There were a handful of groups called the Lovettes. However, these ladies recorded for Checker Records in 1963. The Emeralds, who I suspect are a New York City girl group, and I Want to Make Him Mine before that, and a surely New York City girl group, and their only single, The Debs, on Double L Records' Danger Ahead. They featured Charlotia Gilbert, who released a solo single on Veep Records in 1967, Monique Forbes, Johnny Manning, and Lynn Fields. Loving a Man in a Uniform, The High Fashions, with Mr. Policeman from 1965, and before that, Baltimore's Royalettes with their second single, No Big Thing. And that set began with Dusty Springfield, who celebrates her birthday on April the 16th, and Go On Ahead, self-penned song from 1966. I enjoyed hearing a couple of songs the ladies wrote themselves today. Carolyn Franklin also co-wrote Boxer. I also enjoyed getting back into the more soul side of girl group sounds. Thank you all so much for being here with me. I love sharing my love of music with you. So I thank you so much for being here every Thursday on the Rock and Soul radio stream. Make sure you stay tuned for more Rock and Soul. Rotations is on next. I hope to be back here again with you next Thursday at 7 p.m. for more Crayons to Perfume. Thank you.